Yo.
Maiden Chafford podcast, episode 115.
We live. So.
No numerical value before Emmanuel asks. But yeah, no. Another episode.
Come on.
You already know what time it is. Two Dems. The real is back. The real is back.
Yes, sir.
Boys, get off those aliases, please.
Big 2-0 in the building. Don Corleone, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
We here in the flesh.
What's happening? Is everything okay? Yeah?
How's right. The people, them?
Man's leaning.
leaning, bop.
What's going on, people? It's E-Man G45.
Yes, sir.
It's Genghis Chibogwe.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the Yam Cheetah.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the Black Mamba Dove. What I'm saying, the G is solid in my name.
Yes, sir.
4-5 is always silent.
Damn.
Welcome.
We here. Are we alive?
Firstly, I'd like to say, guys, love all of you guys, man.
Oh, I love you too, bro.
Love you too.
I love you,
that's
Demi.
Real. Yeah.
Me, Demi, we go way back. That's my mans and them. Yeah, I fucks with you, man, heavy.
Love you.
Yeah. But Collins, I fuck with you hard.
That's kind of weird. Pause. Should we do that? man, did not break eye contact and said, I fuck with you hard.
That's a topic I really want to talk
real
about.
Real jail cell mentality.
Yikes.
That's a topic I really want to talk about because it's like, how does hip hop, which is deemed homophobic,
have
such homosexual language?
I mean, it is a good question, but I think it's more so, isn't it more so American like lingo and the slang comes across a certain type of way, but then obviously they kind of say pause, but at the same time, I mean, in reality, let's just keep it a buck. Pause is a dumb concept as it is.
It's the same way I felt about No Homo. It's like, you said it now. Like,
do you know what I mean? Just lean in.
Not really though.
Because I don't lean in.
But then you listen to like Blueface, he says, I put two dicks in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you really can't say pause at that moment.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you've already said it. Like, saying no homo isn't going to make it straight after. Like,
no, but if I say I want something extra long, then you have to say pause because anybody can misconstrue that.
I think the pause game is silly anyway. It's a fun game to play and, you know, we all...
But you can't really say
it's
pause.
It's just tongue in cheek.
But it's just... If you said...
Pause.
If you've already said it, you've already said it.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I don't think you can take it back after
Should
that
we retire
point.
The pause on this podcast?
No, never.
But it's like, I always had an issue with no homo because it's like, oh, that guy's good looking, no homo. Like...
That's not... No,
yeah,
not really.
I agree with you. I think the whole idea of no homo is stupid.
Cause I even when we were younger, and like,
you could say a man is a good looking dude without saying like or implying that you're whatever orientation you are. Like, it is what it is, man.
I just feel it was silly. The pause game is just funny like that. Yeah,
it's just funny. It's more humor than actual. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Sometimes it's necessary.
To give me 20 minutes of hits.
Hey, yo.
Exactly.
That is never not funny. Hey, on the last episode, I think we were talking about the guy who plays Woody from Toy Story, and I was listening back.
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
And I just said Woody, and you were just like, pause. I said, oh, fuck. It's never not funny. It's actually never not funny.
Yeah.
But
it's a topic I just wanted to shoot out because it was really messing with my brain. Because, like, the sort of lingo that you hear.
It's true.
I'll drive by and make him wet.
Young Fog said we're smoking penises. We're smoking dicks.
Yikes.
Like, real talk.
But that's got to be sensationalist. Like, that's more for shock value than anything else. Because that's not even a good bar. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not elevated the song. Do you know what I mean?
No,
if he's
not
said that, the song remains the same.
It's true.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's a talking point for sure.
Demi, I'm loving your glasses, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. I couldn't live the blind life anymore.
Like Black Harry Potter, I like it. I like it, man.
Expelliarmus in that.
He's a nigga. He's a nigga, Harry.
Have you seen that?
No, is there a clip? There must be a clip of that or something like that somewhere.
No, have you seen like how the French describe Meghan and Harry?
What?
Nah.
Let me show you the picture right now.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's
are they taking it? Are they putting them through?
French be racist.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what? Everywhere's racist.
I'll put a picture up like at this current moment, but Harry looks handsome and Meghan, she looks wonderful.
Of course.
Oh, they've done her favours.
Look at that.
My brain had to process what I was looking at. Yikes.
Like they still look good as black, like, people. Like Megan is definitely black, but she's considered to be of mixed ethnicity. But in this picture, well, you'll see it on the screen if you're watching on the visuals. Yeah. Go look on YouTube. Yeah, you'll be enjoying it. You'll be enjoying the sensation.
Do you know who Harry looks like in that picture? You know the guy from the picture where he's going like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, doesn't like. He? He actually does. That is amazing, man.
Yo, shouts out to Harry, man.
Indeed. So you're enjoying your new lease of life with your vision.
New vision. Yeah, man. Welcome back to 2020 vision.
2020 vision and that.
It's just mad because you really appreciate how much you weren't really seeing when you didn't have him, if that makes sense.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
You
yeah.
were struggling, bro.
Yeah, I was, to be fair. Yeah. But I appreciate it even more. So sometimes, because I'm still getting used to wearing them, sometimes I might forget that I need them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're I'll be at work it. And I'm struggling. That's it. Mm. What is that? You know, I had to ask someone the other day, because I forgot them, if they could make the document look bigger.
Yeah.
Just because I couldn't see you. So yeah, it's necessary, man. If you feel like, if you're listening to this and you need glasses and you feel like, oh, you know what, my eyesight's being dodged, just go get it sorted, man.
Just go get it done. It
has to be done.
100%. They suit you as well, bro.
I appreciate it.
It's easy to get frames that don't actually look good, but they sit well on your face.
Yeah.
Very well.
I appreciate it. That's good, man. That was my biggest concern. Yeah. Like, I guess just going from not being someone who wears glasses to now having to be someone who will wear them. I think the funniest thing is about life is there's going to be people who I'll meet for the first time wearing glasses, and they'll just think, oh, maybe he's worn glasses his whole life. Whereas people like you guys who've never met me before, oh, who have known me my whole life, will know that I'm going through a transition. So
it's actually a good point, you know.
But yeah, I guess, what's the first topic for today?
No Way Home. Let's discuss the trailer.
I don't know, you know, I wasn't. So you're saying you're looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
I wasn't. I don't know. But to be fair, I felt this way kind of after my first time watching the Infinity War trailer. And obviously my love for that film, you know, I was a bit on the edge, on the fence about it.
Didn't really move you?
Nah, it didn't. I could have been done with just the one trailer. I think the first trailer was better. I don't know. I wouldn't say this one gave too much away. It was more the silly lines for me.
Like the quips.
Oh my God. Please, Scooby-Doo this crap. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, these men are coming through this is a really serious story. You know what I mean? People are coming through the multiverse and you men are joking around.
That's MCU, isn't it? That's
I think
their
sometimes
MO.
they need to try and find a way to be serious. I don't always need the quips. Like, sometimes something quite serious is happening in the plot to this film. Is that let's approach the film with the level of seriousness it deserves, if that makes sense. I mean, fucking hell.
But geared towards kids. It's always been geared towards kids. Whereas the other one is like more young adult.
I see your point. And again, it's like what Mar will always say when we bring this up. It's like you're talking about kids films, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I still want a level of seriousness to my films. I just feel like the storyline that is about to be tackled deserves a level of seriousness to be met with it as well. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like some of the jokes and some of the quips, like when Dr. Octavius says his name and then them man are laughing. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, this is a serious op, you know what I mean?
this guy's
a problem, you know?
Mm.
He had Peter on ropes on the train. You man are laughing.
Boy.
I don't know. I feel like they need to approach it with a certain level of seriousness. But I reckon, apparently the film is 3 hours long. Everything they've probably shown in the trailers is probably 5%, maybe even less of the film.
Even did Lizzie get punched in midair? That was amazing. That was amazing.
That is so funny. How can man's neck
just twist up?
Listen, man, I'm glad they didn't put them in the trailer though. I know obviously they're in it and like they want to keep it the element of surprise, even though everybody kind of knows they're going to be in it, but I'm glad they're just leaving it to our imagination for now.
Nice.
Because it's just kind of like, oh, if you give that away, actually, let's speak on it. Is it worth them putting it in the trailer?
I think it is personally, because everyone knows it's happening already.
But does everybody know, or is it more so people who are actively following the campaign?
Do you know what? Even they would have done themselves more of a favor if one of them had been in it. Just, I don't necessarily need the both. But please spare Andrew Garfield's life. Like, he is going through it. Every interview he does, they're on him. You know, it's like, are you in the Spider-Man? Are you in No Way Home? And he has to continually deny. Give him a break. Like, just let the boy live. But Toby, I don't need to see it necessarily. I think one of them could have been fine. But I'm also fine that they've opted to not put them in the marketing as well. Like, I think everyone knows they'll be in it. It's just a case of, you know, when it happens sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I think it's the right thing to do. And I think I need to see both of them in there, man. They got to just go all the way in. If you're going to bring all of these villains out.
Oh, they're both in it.
I just don't want to see Spider-Pig.
You want to see Spider-Pig?
Nah, I don't want to see Spider-Pig.
I hope they're
not. I don't think that'll be happening. Saying, do you know what? All jokes aside, into the,
this is the multiverse.
But Spider-Pig was more for the Miles Morales film. I don't see that. I don't see him being in this.
Hopefully not. It's overkill, really, isn't it?
At that second best Spider-Man film ever.
What's your favorite, too?
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, it's not even a conversation. But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is phenomenal, really ridiculous. Yeah, really I have to watch that film at least once a year. And then the scene where he jumps off the building, like, realizes his full potential. I'm not normally into scenes like that, but that was very well done, you know, and it was very, the film was very well written.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it takes, despite having Spider-Pig in it, I think it treats the seriousness of what the multiverse would be very well, if that makes sense. Like, you really feel like, fuck, these guys are in serious danger if they can't close this multiverse. Like, it's going to eat their world. Whereas, I don't know, man, my man's laughing and making jokes about Dr. Octavius's name. Just irks me.
I hear you. What do you guys think will be the outcome in this movie? Like, because from what I'm seeing, from what Tom Holland is saying, I feel like it's not that he's overdoing it, but I think he's very conscious of the fact that he doesn't want to be doing Spider-Man when he's 30.
Nah.
So do you think they're going to continue this series, or do you think something's going to happen? I think they're going to yank him out for now, and they're going to put him with all the Sony dons. And then bring him back for like the link up, the big link ups, something like that.
If I'm Tom Holland, I'm on the phone to my agent. Like, you know the meme with the guy when he's sat like that. I'm not getting involved in Sony's
Mysterio
bullshit.
And Venom and them, man.
Like, no way. Are you dumb? I don't want to be with Morbius. Who the fuck is a Morbius?
Morbius, bro.
Nah, man. I don't know.
I don't understand Morbius, because now there's Blade.
I don't understand it either.
With Mahershala, and it's like, okay, so there's Blade and then there's Morbius, and it's like, does the story really make sense? Unless he's part of it completely. No, he's part of the same universe as Venom.
Mm.
So it's like, how does that make sense,
bro?
Because that's the
understand.
Whole vampire series. Because Blade is someone who's just been dealing with vampires from the time he was born, and it's been vampires from day, and then all of a sudden Morbius becomes.
I don't even know if you just he's a bat.
Vampire.
Morbius is a vampire.
I mean, yeah, technically, yeah.
So it seems like Spider-Man's story, but bat form. He gets bitten by a bat and now he turns into. That Morbius film looks stupid. What's the point? That whole area of the Sony thing that they're trying to do is a mess. And I don't get it, because in the comics, Morbius is just a straight up villain. So I don't know how you're going to make him, you know, blend between the two. It looks bad, but I don't think Tom Holland wants to play with them, man. I think what he's trying to do at the moment, and then what I'm seeing in a lot of the interviews he's doing, it seems more like someone who knows his contract is about to re-up. He's A, trying to get more money, and he's trying to B, put it in his favor. I think if he's smart, you want to do the MCU stuff. I'm not fucking with anything Sony has to offer. So I think that's, he's trying to get the comments he's making, it seems to me more like he's trying to get his next contract patterned in a way that's
he's only
in favorable, yeah, okay. Favorable to him.
Yeah, I think they'll probably continue him for another 10 years.
Do you think so?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they another 10 years and then Miles Morales will then step in, because you can't really have you can't really have a 30-year-old. Well, you can have a 30, you have 50-year-old heroes.
I don't have a problem with it. He can be Spider-Man for the rest of his life if he wants. I mean, obviously up to a point, but he could do this role for a while, and I'm interested to actually see Peter Parker out of high school and actually as an adult.
Yeah, me too.
Because in every more or less iteration we've seen, he's more or less either very young or he's just finished high school. I'm interested in seeing him, you know, having adult problems, you know, that'd be interesting. Like, fuck, you know, Goblin's at it again, but my washing machine just broke. Like, let me see some shit.
But what I'm worried about, obviously, it would be good for him to be he is the poster boy or the MCU now moving forward because mm-hmm. of Robert Downey Jr. leaving. But what I'm worried about is this movie seems to be kind of blowing the bag a bit, like in the sense that they're going for the multiverse, more or less. Mm. They're going for what appears to be the Sinister Six. So what is there left for him to do?
I don't know. I think Spider-Man's had thousands of stories, and a lot of it will be. I wouldn't worry too much about that. My concern is always the final chapter in a Spider-Man story always tends to be the worst one, in the sense that Amazing, you know, Spider-Man 3 is probably the worst of the bunch. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is
the worst.
I didn't want to talk about it.
It's the worst.
But I don't know if they'll suffer from that, because as we've seen in the past, too many villains often end up being a problem. So that could be something they run into. And again, this is a very big story with Doctor Strange in it as well. Like, there's so many factors that we're forgetting. Yeah. That are in this. And then it's even the fact, like, even one of these threads could be a storyline, in a sense of maybe a world where people don't know he's Spider-Man. That'd be an interesting story, and how he has to go against that. Even the whole story of a spell going wrong, and now you have to tidy up this mess. Everything in this could be its own story, so trying to weave all of that in it,
could be too much.
Cooks in the kitchen.
We'll see, man. I think, hey, I'm just excited to be seeing all them man in one film and just see what they do with it. Maybe up the stakes a bit. Maybe somebody dies. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll be here for that.
You know, push the boundaries a bit. If he dies, a bit too safe.
He dies.
Zendaya's jumping off the window with this one, so we'll see.
Jumping off the window with this one.
Yo, save her!
It's ridiculous.
That's when Jay-Z said, listen, stop all this noise. Death of Fortune.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next topic. Grammy nominations. Please, you can pull that up.
So, the Grammy nominations happened. How was the thing? It was a bit of... I didn't actually look at the list properly.
I don't think it was that bad. It looked... we can't go through everything, so please forgive us.
We're just going to go do the bait ones.
So I say go Song of the Year, because I don't know what the hell Record of
what
the Year
record
means.
Of the year?
And there's a difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Difference between song performance and all that shit.
They just be making up shit, man.
Album of the Year? That's a good one to start with.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck
artist
John
of the Year?
Do you know John Batiste? He's the most nominated this year.
I have no idea.
He must have been cooking.
John Batiste, We Are, Tony Bennett, Love for Sale with Lady Gaga. Justin Bieber, Justice.
No way.
Doja Cat, Planet Her.
Give it to Deluxe. Doja Cat till the end of the year.
Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever. They'll probably give it Billie again.
No, I don't think so.
Her, Back of My Mind, and Lil Nas X, Montero. There's bare. Not, bro,
yeah, there's 10 Olivia this year Rodrigo where there Sour, wasn't previously.
Taylor Swift, Evermore. Donda, Kanye West.
I don't know how he got that, man.
That is fun. They want him back, bro. They want him back. What would you guys pick out that list? I mean, I think I've only listened to Justice and Donda.
Yeah, I'm not particularly impressed with that list, if I'm honest.
Guess who's going?
But I think the biggest problem is I haven't listened to most of that list either. Mm. Do you know what? I think Olivia Rodrigo is cool. She makes good, like, 17-year-old music. You know what? Despite how I think certain people might feel about him, I might give it to Lil Nas X, you know.
Montero, have you listened to it?
Yeah. And he had a big breakout year. Well, not breakout year, but I think he had a big year in a big way. I think he's had 3 number one singles.
I think I would like to see him get a Grammy for Industry Baby for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know. I haven't listened to the album, to be fair.
I'd give it to Montero personally.
Are you looking through the list, E-Man?
Yeah. So this best rap performance, singles or track only, Family Ties, by Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar. Up by Cardi B, My Life by J. Cole featuring 21 Savage and Maury, Way Too Sexy, Drake, of course, Thought Shit by Megan Thee Stallion.
What does a rap performance mean?
I don't know, but they should give it to Family Ties for me, personally.
Yeah,
Yeah. That song goes. Oh, Baby Keem's verse is an incredible, man. He's absolutely. And then there's Kendrick's verse and that. You know,
oh, what about My Life?
What, J. Cole?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite J. Cole and 21 Savage song. Okay. So I would pick Family Ties personally.
Sticking with that.
Who do you think would win it though? Like, they might just give it to fucking Way Too Sexy. They might end up giving it to Drake, bruv.
Yeah.
Oh my. How is Megan Thee Stallion nominated for Fart Shit? What the hell?
Chicken Nair, some flashy. Best Melodic Rap Performance. Yeah. Pies the Devil. J. Cole.
Yo, what
Need
a time.
To Know. Doja Cat. Industry Baby. Lil Nas X. What's Your Name? Tyler the Creator. And Hurricane. Kanye West. The Weeknd. Oh. Lil Baby.
I'm saying give it to.
Best Melodic Rap Give it to Lil Baby.
Yeah, sure. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, Hurricane.
Melodic Rap Performance. Maybe Industry Baby, I guess.
Nah, not feeling it.
You ready to give that a song audio awards?
I want him to hold. I need him to hold one of them, man. But probably Hurricane, actually. I like Hurricane. Shut your ass up, boy.
You don't.
Shut your ass up. Best rap song. Bath Salts. What's his song? Is that?
I don't know, bro.
Best Friend.
Oh, DMX featuring.
Family Ties, Jail, and My Life again. Best Jail is not even a rap song, really, is it?
What would you say it is?
I don't know. He's just.
Guess we're going to jail tonight. I guess it, I don't know. It doesn't fall under R&B, but
take everything.
I don't know.
You know, Bath. Yeah, no. I think it is Bath Salts.
We were really not eating this year, man.
I think it is Bath Salts. I'm not gonna lie to you.
This is sad.
Yeah. But then it always goes back to Family Ties. I think Family Ties.
Family Ties needs to hold one Grammy, man.
Holds it up a bit better, but I think they just need to give it to Bath Salts because.
Yeah.
Well, R.I.P.
DMX. Yeah, rest in peace. Fair enough. Best rap album: The Offseason, J. Cole, Certified Lover Boy, Drake, King's Disease 2, Nas, Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler the Creator, Donda, Kanye West.
Maybe Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah, I could see them giving it to.
They're gonna give it to Nas or Tyler.
I could see them giving it to The Offseason.
Do you think so? To J. Cole? I'd love for J. Cole to finally win that, but I don't think they'll give it to him.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna give it to Nas again or Tyler. I don't like King's Disease 2. You know. I feel like everybody likes it except for me.
I still don't listen to it.
I think one's great. I think one's really, really good. Two's all right. Like, I don't know. I feel like people love one so much that they're saying two is good just because it's King's Disease 2. But
I have listened to two. It's but not I've for just me. Never gone back at it. I mean, it's not something I'm chasing.
Nah, it's not. So. That's how I feel about it. Like, I do like Hit-Boy's production, but I feel like after a while, okay, I want to kind of hear something else with Nas. I'm a bit over it.
From fucking Big Sean. I guess.
Certified Lover Boy shouldn't be on this list. As a matter of fact, bruv, like this list.
Call Me If You Get Lost.
I think it's Call Me If You Get Lost, personally. Does the Grammys mean anything?
Not really. I wish
Ben Zara
Shard got nominated.
It means a lot. It just gets you better checks. That's all it is.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And you start recognizing UK acts, man.
Bruv,
they
Lil
need
Sim
to put,
should be there.
They need to put Side B on this list.
Side B, by who?
West Side Gun.
Oh my God.
I was listening to West Side Gun on the way here.
Yeah. Which one?
I was listening to Hitler, Where's Hermes.
I can't believe you got away with that. Who are they?
Side A or Side B?
Is there two sides?
Yeah.
Oh, doomed. I must have listened to the normal version.
Yeah, yeah. Side A is really good. But Side B. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, they should have put Side B on there. But
let's find
best jazz, best improvised solo.
Some of the R&B ones in here are weird.
What does improvised solo mean? Freestyle?
Possibly, I'd imagine so. Skitty that deck, skit skat skat.
Man says skitty that deck. Boom bap. Best R&B album: Temporary Highs, In the Violet Skies by Snow Allegra.
That should go, isn't it?
We are. It is indeed. We are John Bastis. I don't know who this Don is.
He's cleaning
Leon
up.
Leon Bridges, Gold Digger
this is
Sound.
Bad, you know.
Back of My Mind by her, or Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan.
I'd give it to Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, that's clear in my opinion. That's not even a debate.
That's easy dub.
Easy I don't know dub. How her keeps coming back here.
Bro, she's the industry plant, dog. I don't know how she be doing this shit, man. Her music ain't really hitting for me like that. I like her. Her voice, she's got an amazing voice. I really like the way she sings. But her music doesn't really connect for me. Best progressive R&B album is an interesting one.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what progressive means either, bro.
Maybe you push the envelope. I don't know. What would you do that would be progressive?
I don't know. New Light, Eric Bellinger, Something Talk to Say, poverty. Corey Henry, Mood Valent, Hiatus Coyote, Table for Two, Lucky Day. dinner party, desert, Terrence, Martin, a bunch of other people.
You know,
studying abroad, Masego. Give it Masego, bro. Give it my boy in the Masego, man.
I don't understand what
progressive means.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit categories.
There really is.
If I won one of those bullshit categories, I'd be like, I got it, but I didn't really.
What does that even
mean? What does that mean? What does it mean?
It's inclusive.
It's a bit like when Tyler came out and said, best urban
contemporary album. What does urban even mean? He was baffed. I guess that's more or less it. There's a few other categories, but.
But then you can't really complain if you go up there, you win it and say, I'm not really a rapper. I do art. I do this. So then they make a new category for you to win, and it's like, I don't know what this is.
True.
Yeah, so.
We'll do two more. Best new artist and best song. So best new artist, I'm never going to pronounce that name.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Japanese Breakfast.
Aruj Aftab, sorry if I said that wrong. Jimmy Allen, Baby Keem, Phineas.
They're going to give it to
Phineas and Ferb in them, yeah?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Glass Animals, Japanese Breakfast, The Kid Laroi, Arlo Parks, Olivia Rodrigo. So we day.
Let's go.
So we day.
So what day?
She's not even a new artist.
Give it Saweetie end of the season. Give it Saweetie.
Give her whatever she wants.
Give it Saweetie end of the season. For me, Keem, but I don't think he'll win it.
They'll give it to Rodrigo.
It's a bit of a easy dub for Rodrigo. Yeah. Easy dub for
it's
Rodrigo.
It's a bit of a curse, this category, though. Because a lot of people get best new artists, and then I think it puts a lot of pressure. I mean, the last one I remember distinctly was fucking Chance the Rapper, and look where he is now.
Yikes.
Still trying to sell number 3 hats.
What did Kanye say to him in that video?
I'm louder.
Isn't he saying that's why your album flopped?
Kanye is the devil, man.
That's so mean.
All right, one more. Song of the Year. Bad Habits by Mr. Ed Sheeran. A Beautiful Noise. I don't know who makes that song. Rudy. Alicia Keys. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo. Fight For You. Happier
no
than
way.
Ever, Billie Eilish, apparently so. Kiss Me More, SZA and Doja Cat. Leave the Door Open, Silk Sonic. Montero by Lil Nas X. Peaches by Justin Bieber. Right On Time by Brandy Carly. I don't know if I know that song.
That's a tough category because I don't like most of it. I'm going to give I think it's going to go to Driver's License.
You think so?
Silk Sonic had a better song than. I think.
They really should have put out. Smoking Out the Window earlier.
Yeah.
That song is a bad boy song.
This bitch got me paying a rent.
Mate.
He went crazy.
They were both cooking, man. They were absolutely cooking.
Made me feel like I wanna die.
Damn. The way man dropped, he was just on the floor, bruv. I said, Anderson .Paak is cold, bruv.
For real.
Anderson .Paak is
the
cold.
The way they went back and forth on it as well, like the timing was superb.
Sensational. Now, I hope they win that one, but I don't think they will. They'll probably give it a driver's license, won't they?
Yeah.
Or Happier Than Ever to Billie Eilish, just for the sake of it.
I don't know. I don't think that album was as big as they were expecting.
Do you think so?
I don't know. I think she had a bigger year when she was being weird.
The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That version of it.
Because I'm the bad guy.
This one is a bit too... I don't know.
It's definitely a more... She tried to go for more mainstream, that's for sure. I'd say that much. But do your thing, Billy, innit?
I have a question.
Go for it. You trying to get us cancelled?
Fuckery income.
I am.
I can't wait.
So, yeah. There's this, like, woman, innit? Buff. Whatever one you're thinking of, that's the one, yeah? Audience, if you're listening... Yeah, whatever you're into, that individual, beautiful, handsome, whatever it is. If it's a man, 6 foot, broad shoulders, chiseled chin, whatever it is, like you liking it, yeah. But you just love him. And if it's a woman, body and everything, yeah. And she's out there performing on stage, would you allow her to piss in your face? And then scream for security to get you out.
Listen, man, that clip is one of the worst things I've ever seen. If not the worst thing.
That shit was a shower. Was his mouth open?
His mouth was open, man. You see his head shaking. He was fully just there. And then yeah,
hey, why was she peeing so violently?
Yo, she has talent, you know, because the way she was peeing, her trousers didn't get wet. Her trousers did not get wet. Neck.
Nah, do you know what's the funniest thing about that?
Yeah,
is the steam coming up.
She needs to go. She needs to go to A&E, bro. She needs to see, get that seen to, bro. That's not normal. You can't pee that violently.
No, it was hot like a furnace.
Oh my god. What possessed her to do
that? There's no one I could like that much ever
in your life.
That no is way, man.
Brazy.
My man was there. Just he drank
that
this.
Is absolutely
and,
brazy.
Like he spat it back out. Yeah, to the audience.
That is disgusting.
And then now, yeah, you're gonna have to go back to
on
the
some
audience.
Triple H shit.
Yeah, on some Triple H, and you're gonna have to go back in the audience and then
just be urine.
Just be urine.
That's one of the worst things I've seen.
And then someone has to high five you. Nah, man.
Nah, it's gross, man. That's different. That's just not even a conversation you can really have, is it? That was insane. Because I saw it and I heard about it, and then when I saw the actual video, I said, "No way, it's as bad as it is."
Have you seen Instagram? Crazy.
Have you seen her? What is she nice?
She good looking. Yikes! Nah, I
that's what makes it worse.
Conversation. I can't co-sign that one. Dog. That's a no for me.
I couldn't believe
I'm not into
it,
that
man.
Type of shit.
Full on golden shower on stage.
That's, for real.
That is absolutely brazy. Shouts out to them, man.
Imagine if you have kids, you're gonna have to go back home. Yeah, I got pissed on.
You're gonna have to explain that.
Yeah, it was
but
amazing.
You know, like people, like, I don't know. It's wrong with it's you? The media age, isn't it? Like obviously, you could have gotten away with this stuff back in the day, but like that's it. You've got to go back to work.
You've got to explain that to your boss.
How the fuck your boss, your co-worker, like people will know you. That's someone's son.
Not
that's
anymore.
Someone's dad.
Not anymore.
That's someone's dad, bro.
That is someone's dad, bruv.
That's nuts, man. That is just, yeah, I couldn't believe she got away with that. I think she can't keep getting away
with
that. Apparently she'd be doing that shit like she's crazy anyway.
She'd be on that shit.
Yeah, damn. On smoke.
But not that, though. Nah. Not pee-pee.
No warm pee-pee.
My goodness.
A&E ASAP after the show. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Sure. How did none of her band members as well be like, yo, dog, like, you trying to get us?
He continued playing drums. He was there like,
just don't get no splashback on me, dog.
Yeah, bro.
We
just do you, innit? Like, I'm over here. I'm getting paid. Beat.
Stage smelling like piss, bruv. Nah.
Stage smelling like piss.
That's gross.
Oh, my God. Okay, so when this episode comes out, I believe it will be, no, it won't be the 1st of December, but it will be the final day of November. So it will be the 30th. So just wanted to discuss how you man feeling about Christmas and the lead up to it.
Don't care.
You don't care anymore? All, no?
Don't care.
Do you care about Christmas?
It's a pagan holiday, bruv.
Oh my God. Not you, this again.
Damn. You're not worshipping Jesus' birthday, bruv.
What, the frankincense and that?
The frankincense myrrh, bruv, that was in June. Can you really see sheep in this weather? Can you really see sheep just
yeah, but he Jesus said it was born June. In the UK. You're acting like he was born here.
But it's still cold around the world before global warming and that.
So what do you think them ends were cold back then?
Yeah.
I thought they were just always on.
No, it's cold. It's still cold.
Maybe the temperature.
Like even when I went to Iran in November, like the desert was cold. The desert was like 7 degrees.
Yikes.
So you can't really see sheep out there just hanging.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
They've obviously done it at a time that suited them. Let people enjoy stuff, man.
Nah. It's still
peaceful. I can understand you having beef with Halloween, but...
I like Christmas time.
Yeah, Christmas, I'm still there for the celebration, for the Thanksgiving and gifts and that.
I don't enjoy the fact that it starts earlier every... Man said the links, bruv. The links Africa.
Oh, thanks.
Socks and that. Thank you,
I don't like the fact that it starts earlier every single year, though. Like, bruv, I literally saw Christmas shit from...
October.
Halloween, bruv. It's ridiculous, man. Mm. They're trying to get the peas, innit? It's all fucking commercialized, man. It? Yeah.
And they're gonna try to eat it up this year because they couldn't do it last year. So they 100%. They're going for the buckets, man.
Doubling down.
They're trying to get the money they missed out on last year. Mm. Congratulations to Mariah Carey, who's probably inevitably got another number one in the bag.
That is a jug that you need in this life.
Just honestly.
A yearly jug. Like, it's just, the bag is just there.
And the thing is that I don't even, it's hard to make a good Christmas song. Like, I'd argue that's the last big Christmas song. You know how, like, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, like, them things were made in the 50s, so that bag is secured. Mm. But, like, in recent time, recent memories, maybe, maybe Justin Bieber with Under the Mistletoe, he was trying to cook. But, and I can't think of like a big one from the 2000s that's really had any staying power, or that when Christmas comes around, I can think of.
That's a fact.
We need something from Givian, and we need something from Michael Bublé, you know?
Michael Bublé.
Bryson Tiller put out a Christmas EP.
What?
A Christmas EP.
Who?
Bryson Tiller.
Nah, that's just
is he putting it out? Or is
no,
he...
it's out.
Oh, God.
That's for sales, bro.
This is for sales.
I get the magic. I get the algorithms. Don't worry.
I just like the fact that Christmas time, people... The best thing about Christmas, I think, is just being able to spend time with your people, them, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, being with your family, seeing your friends. Like, the fact that we have a meal set up soon will be nice.
Yes, sir. Be there, be square. You know what time it is.
Yeah, and like even like work-wise, you know.
What time is it?
6:30 on the 18th of
December. You can tell people are going to come try and find us.
Hey, you're pull up.
They're not going to try and find us. We haven't given no
get right or get left, you know what I mean?
They can go and search up all of London.
Could you imagine?
Bruv.
Where is Demi? Where is Collins? Where's
impossible.
I see him.
I like how work is during Christmas time as well, though.
Because
obviously it's a little bit...
relaxed.
Well, depending on the job that you do, it's slightly more relaxed. Mm. People like to go for like Christmas meals, Christmas dinners, all that good stuff. So,
yo,
you know them white boys love to get out and get go crazy. Shouts out to all the white boys listening.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they do it every Saturday, man. So some people are just funny, bro.
But Christmas, that's when they're in their bag.
That's their time of year. It's time to get busy.
Christmas party, what? Boy,
bring
the Stellas out. Bring the 707 out, bro. The 707, the Stellas out.
The Stellas, you know.
The whole
fucking, let's have it. Have it large.
The whole Captain Morgan, bro.
Let's have it large, bro.
Them, man, they just love to just drink.
Hey, man, do what works for you.
Let's have it large, bro. I'm here for it, man. let's have it large.
Jeez Louise. The pause game is strong.
I'm setting records today. From Woody to let's have it large. Tongue in cheek. Let's go.
Westbrook with the triple doubles today. Russell Westbrook.
Do you have a Christmas dinner thing, party with your work?
Yes, yeah. I believe it's on the 17th, so I'm looking forward to that.
Our man's on the 17th as well, actually. We're probably going to be hungover as shit on the Christmas.
Yeah, mine was supposed to be on the 2nd, but like everybody else, they have...
Yo! Yo!
I don't know what happened.
Of all artists... of all songs, that is the funniest thing that's ever happened on this podcast. What the fuck?
Oh my god.
You're gonna have to explain that one, bro. What just happened?
I don't know.
It is.
I really don't know what just happened.
Demi is finished. Yo. Why are you listening to R. Kelly, bro? Yo. Oh shit.
Oh my, you know, god. What, it's one of them songs here. I forgot to unlike. Yeah. And it's just there, isn't it?
Oh my god, that is so funny.
It's one of them songs that just unliked, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I forgot to unlike, sorry, and yeah.
It's just there.
But I genuinely don't know how it happened.
Why did it start playing itself? I have so many questions.
Oh, shit.
That is so funny. That's made my day.
Oh, my
that
God.
That might be the funniest moment on this podcast ever, bro. Fucking hell.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, when you ask Siri to do something and then she might make a song. But I was like, this is not even, he doesn't even have an iPhone, so I don't know how it's happened.
Man, that's Robert Kelly, fam. That's not Siri, bro.
That was his ringtone.
No, that's definitely not my ringtone.
Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, I think I'm all right now. Jesus Christ. That was absolutely amazing. That is so funny.
As I was saying,
on the 2nd of December, right?
2nd of December. But some work colleagues turned around and said, oh yeah, there's COVID, so they don't want to do it. They're scared of COVID. I said, well, why don't you just stay at home?
Mm.
You've been in this office for how long? Why don't you just stay at home?
Mm.
You've been vaxxed up two times, maybe even three times, you've got the booster, why can't you just stay at home?
It's a good point.
And
yeah. You're not shook of it?
I ain't shook of them, shook of them. He's
going to jail for that, man, honestly.
Honestly. Nah, it's a fun time. I'm looking forward to the festives and just being out and about because, you know, I don't typically go out too much nowadays, but it'll be nice to
get all I want for Christmas is you, innit?
Indeed.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, that wraps up that. Music, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Just gentlemen.
My choice this week is Black Illuminati by Freddie Gibbs and Jadakiss.
J-A-D-A.
You know where I am. You know where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big, big song. I'm looking forward to Freddie Gibbs' new album. It should be good. Yeah. Good song. Give it a spin. Listen in.
For real, dog. Mine is a no-brainer. Shouts out. Do you know what? It's more because we were speaking about her last week and she's going to make a double appearance, I can already tell you. So this week and next week. But Shabo, Deserve the Finest from the new JD trailer. I'd say advert for Christmas. Normally, I'm not big on like songs that were made purposely for like films or a trailer or anything like that. But she did her thing on that. I enjoyed it.
That's dope.
I just can't believe R. Kelly just started playing right now.
So you amazing, have,
did you even give an explanation for that?
I forgot to unlike the song and it's just
were you listening
on my
to it on the way here?
Nah.
So why did it play?
I think there's, it must
it's
have been
gotta
next.
Be a clip for this week, but it also like can't like it's just so
we
fun.
Actually can't put that out. Oh, we actually maybe we can.
No, we can't. I mean, he's explained himself. It's yeah. It's not his fault. It's not like he's actively listening to R. Kelly.
I used to think that I could.
if we make that clip properly, that clip might go off. You know, that is so funny. R. Kelly plays. What the fuck?
I think that's one of the funniest moments in the pod history.
That, right, so
that,
funny.
That was funny as
Should we call the episode "I'm a Flirt"?
No,
no, please.
Now you're trying to get us cancelled.
With when I pull up to the club, all the ladies you like, damn, with eight. What a big tune.
But just R. Kelly had to go piss on someone and then go on paedophilic front, that rain campaign. The whole lot. Just, what a waste, man. Anyway, my song for this week is actually, before I do that, shout outs to D1 Nero. He's from Norwich. We go way back, but shout outs to him. He just released a new song. It's on YouTube, it's not on any platforms currently at the moment.
Okay.
But right. There's another song. So that one's called Questions Freestyle. My song for this week, though, is Fat Joe, DJ Khaled, Sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the one with Rihanna in the background.
Yeah.
So that's nice, my pick for this week. Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Another one, lads.
Another one
in a good episode.
115.
Yeah. Indeedly.
Indeedly.
MIC Pod. Hashtag MIC Pod, Made in Trafford on all socials. Join the conversation, talk to us, interact with us, follow, tell a friend to tell a friend, leave a review on Apple. I keep forgetting to say this. Just share the love, innit? Share the love. We appreciate you, everybody who listens every week, and we'll see you next time.
Uh-huh.